rich communities. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A tornado outbreak causing devastation in Mississippi and Alabama, leaving at least 26 people dead and dozens injured, and leaving communities reeling. Charles Watson reports from Amory, Mississippi.
Parents we spoke to tell us what a lot of their kids are disappointed with, sad about, is the fact that the sporting complex here at the high school has been completely ruined. The tennis courts are a complete mess. The baseball field, the football field, softball field have all basically been destroyed. And a lot of these kids, they're seniors. And we're told by parents they weren't expecting to play their last game at this sporting complex on Thursday. So that's a tough pill for a lot of these kids to swallow.
President Biden approving a federal disaster declaration for Mississippi, ensuring quick access to government aid. The search is continuing for survivors of Friday's chocolate factory explosion in Pennsylvania. Fox's C.B. Cotton has more.
Those leading the recovery efforts say the chance of finding more survivors continues to dwindle. The explosion first happened Friday afternoon about 60 miles northwest of Philly, and miraculously, one woman was found alive in the overnight hours between Friday and Saturday morning as crews methodically combed through the rubble.
Five people have been confirmed dead. The cause of the explosion is under investigation, but workers complained about smelling gas at the plant. Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York sharing where she stands regarding the controversial app TikTok.
AOC taking her pro-TikTok stance after lawmakers on both sides of the aisle grilled the company's CEO over security concerns. AOC says the U.S. should focus on passing new data protection laws instead.
That's Fox's Brooks Singman. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The same weather system that caused death and destruction in Mississippi impacting western Georgia. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott.
Troup County's Emergency Management Director Zachary Steele says the jurisdiction already has a state of emergency declaration in hand from the governor.
That released a number of state troopers as well as DNR rangers that had been deployed to Troup County to assist with that.
With trees on homes and other debris to deal with, another incident got much attention. One of two tigers from an animal safari park got loose. It was recaptured. Board of Commissioners Chair Patrick Cruz.
One of the tigers, I understand, did not leave its enclosure, and one did, and it was right outside the enclosure, and they were tranquilized.
So far, there have been no weather-related fatalities.
Vice President Kamala Harris arriving in Ghana Sunday, kicking off a week-long visit to Africa. Here's the vice president discussing her reason for the trip.
In particular on this trip, I intend to do work that is focused on increasing investments here on the continent and facilitating economic growth and opportunity.
Ghana was among the fastest growing economies in the world prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, but now faces a debt crisis and soaring inflation that is driving up the price of everyday goods. A former Navy rescue swimmer facing serious charges in Florida.
A security guard at a condo complex in Walton Beach, Florida, accuses Andrew Beavers of trying to drown him. The guard says the former Navy rescue swimmer was in the property's pool after hours and became angry when he was asked to leave. The guard says Beavers rolled him into the pool, hit him on the head, and pushed him under the water. The victim says he can't swim, and when he attempted to get away, Beavers struck him, pulled him back into the water, and fully submerged his head. Deputies who responded to the condo complex arrested Beavers, who is being held on charges of attempted murder.
That's Fox's Kathleen Maloney. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.